You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dish, log past the new way of doing it. In three, I'm sitting here like I'm going to hit the board, going 3, 2, 1. Okay, in honor of Elise, let me just tell you this before we get into the Divas Dish vlogcast. I'm used to saying podcast, but it's a vlogcast now because we will play it on the audio side on radio.com and on magic989.com as a radio podcast, but we also are now doing it with video as a vlogcast. So you guys are taking a peek into our real worlds. this is what Elise has been up to for quite some time now. Welcome in the newest member of the Divas Dish cast. Ladies and gentlemen, the cutest little boy you've ever seen, baby Owen.
Say hello, everyone.
Hello. Oh, you got the logo over your face, but that's okay. You got a bottle in your mouth, so you're good. You're good.
I'll get up in a second.
Elise, as we teased on some of the podcasts before we went out pre-Rona, okay, before the Rona hit and before we had to go out of working in the building, Elise made the announcement that she was 3 months expecting. And we thought we'd be back in a week or two, maybe a month. Of course, no. All my emergency preparedness training when I worked for Westwood One said otherwise. And I was right. I hate to say it. I was right. But in the meantime, you got more time to be at home. Elise moved into a new house. I moved into a new house. Baby Owen made his appearance in August. And tell us what you've been up to, Elise, since that time, because we've been talking so much stuff off air.
We've just adjusting to him. We have Ella, who's 6, and then him. And the funny thing is, I was 11 weeks pregnant when we left, and he is 12 weeks now. So it's like, okay, there's a little bit of a difference.
That's a lot of math in between there, because if you are 11 weeks pregnant, did you go full 40, or was it 39?
39, praise God. Can't imagine going further.
Okay, I had a big baby, and I've talked about that many times. My Bennett was 11 pounds, 3 ounces, and 22 and a half inches long. How big was Owen?
Well, the funny thing about that was the entire time I was pregnant, you would tell me that. And I'd be like, oh, please, Lord, no. Oh, no. Well, Owen was 11 pounds, 2 ounces, 21 and a half inches long. So not quite as big as baby Bennett, but he was a big boy.
He was getting there. He's up there. He was up there. Let me adjust.
He's a big boy. He's currently wearing a 6-month onesie, so.
Bennett, we couldn't, I had to send Scott home to get clothes because everything we brought to the hospital was way too tiny. He came home in a 3 to 6 month outfit.
Yep.
That we still have today and some of his stuffed animals wear. It's kind of fun to see.
Yeah. We keep,
you want to hold on to that outfit he had to come home from the hospital in.
Oh, we definitely will. I was nervous. I had it custom made. I was so scared that it wouldn't work, but we made it work.
Good. Good, 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 good. Speaking of making it work, we are back at work. This is the Divas Dish vlog cast. I got to get used to saying that. We've got some amazing new software from our company, so we'll be coming to you at least once a week, if not more than that. The beautiful thing is before Ella gets home, you actually can stick a bottle in his mouth. You came on a couple of meetings with him in your hands, and it's great. Nice and sticky above your shoulder. Yeah. I actually am in my studio, as you know, has a door and a lock to keep my kids out and my animals out, because there have been many times I've been interviewing. I was like interviewing this fashion designer one day, and Austin just pops up and starts part of the conversation. And I'm like, I'm just going to let him take over from here. It happens.
Yeah,
and my kids, Ella's back full time in school, right?
Yes, Ella is full time face to face, and she has been since the very first of school.
Because you're Anderson County.
Yeah, we are.
I'm Anderson, away from Anderson County, but I'm still. My kids are. Let's see. My kids. Bennett started 2 days a week last week. He started on Thursdays and Fridays. And Austin, because his middle school starts a week or two later, but it lines up with Thanksgiving week, so I don't understand how that's going to work. Because if he's supposed to be Thursday, Friday too, but those days are usually off. So Austin's getting a little bit of a bonus this year, or is he? Because he's home with mom. Yeah. Dun dun dun.
I don't know. That virtual is rough. I'm so thankful I don't have to do it.
And when they started back, the schools did something. They thought that the kids wouldn't be able to keep up with some kids in class and some kids virtual, and they split that, you know, twice a week. So they decided to give them new teachers. Well, unbeknownst to Bennett's computer, Bennett's login, password, and everything, last week, all Monday was spent with me going back and forth with strangers that I'd never met before that were claiming they were his teachers and they couldn't get him online. So we finally got that straight in time for him to go in person on Thursday.
Oh, of course.
Of course. You know, nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect. So I've always said I wanted to travel the world and let the kids do virtual learning.
Well,
maybe not. Maybe I'll win the lottery and hire a tutor. So
yeah, maybe when they get to high school and they're a little more independent.
Maybe when they get to military school, because that was a discussion this morning with Austin's dad via text. We had a Monday morning come to Jesus meeting, shall we say.
Yeah.
So have you had those yet with Ella, that Mondays are the roughest? And
this morning
attitudes. Oh my God.
Yes. It was awful this morning. She didn't want to get out of bed, but it would help if she would go to bed when we tell them to go to bed. It's not like we want them to go to sleep. We want them to go to sleep so they wake up rested. She doesn't understand that. She thinks we're just trying to get rid of her and want her to go to bed. That's not the case.
Not the case at all. Because yesterday was my day, okay? Because you know, I go out and run 3, 4, 5 miles a day. There's some trails around where we live that they connect between the different parks, and so we've been, you know, doing the challenge of seeing how far we can go through them and stuff. And I mean, I'm always out there going every day. So the kids, they complain when they go out on my runs and stuff like that. So I'm always like, this is mommy's me time. So I've been taking them with me. And so we went the other day and I put up some great pictures on Instagram because I did stay off Facebook, and I'll tell you why later. You know why, but I'll explain to other people why. If they tried to find my account, it was gone. I deactivated myself for the weekend. And it's one of the best things you can do, especially when you've got so much stuff going on. But anyway, so my boys and I got out there. I do say on Instagram and Twitter during the weekends because people don't get as nasty. Facebook got really nasty this weekend, and I was done with it. I was done. I was so done. And I'm like, yeah, my job requires me to come back in. So have to do it starting Monday. So Monday through Friday from now on, I'm just going to shut down Facebook during the weekends and see where we go from there. It's actually very freeing because I know you guys get away on the weekends and stuff like that. That's always fun.
Oh yeah. So,
I'm sorry, what?
I said, yeah, we're out and about all the time and still trying to keep up with social media. I've got to keep up for everybody else.
That's part of your job. My job is to post when I'm on air, but when I'm not, I'm like, see ya.
Yeah, I manage social media all the time. So you see something.
So if there's light breaking, it's Elise. And actually there are fun things that I will send her behind the scenes. I'm like, I dare you to put this up. We're going to talk about one of those today. Holiday spirit, if you will. Also, what I did yesterday, and I think it was not the smartest thing because I started because a really dear friend of mine, Julie, her boyfriend, he passed away from COVID a month or so. It's been about a month and a half or so. And so they're saying they need people to donate plasma and stuff like that. So I got into doing that. So I do that twice a week, donate plasma, feel like I'm helping out, that kind of thing. Well, dummy me just did not think about going to donate plasma and then going out on a walk with my boys for 3 miles yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Smartest move. Because I was feeling fine on the walk. I get home, I'm like, I'm a little tired. So I started making dinner for the boys and I made them sliders. And Elise knows this. I always trick my boys and tell them it's hamburger, but it's usually turkey meat. I make turkey because it's so much better for you, less fat, better for you, leaner, that kind of thing. So I made them some turkey sliders. Got them almost done. And then all of a sudden I started getting woozy in the kitchen. I was about to pass out. So I literally had the boys bring me a chair. I was finishing cook. I didn't want them to use the stove and burn themselves. So it's like, I got the food out for them. I said, here it is. I'm going downstairs. I'm going to eat my dinner downstairs. I need to lay down. I'm not feeling good. I was about to pass out. I was shaking, seeing stars, all this other stuff. And so I'm laying here in bed and I'm like, boys, just remember, I call upstairs. I'm like, boys, just remember, make sure that you clean up and clean the kitchen. I got up this morning. There was stuff everywhere. The sliders were still out. Well, the buns and what was left of the cheese were still out. Austin came back and started eating the meat off of that. So he just ate like the meat. He goes, well, I was hungry and it was there. I'm like, could you not clean up? So that's what started it this morning.
So Elise, we do so much with social media, so much with social media. That's your job to post the social media. It's my job to do the social media. But we have some interesting things. A lot of folks during quarantine, a lot of celebrities have gotten together to do live table reads and live acting and live this and live shows and this, that, and the other. What were you most excited about seeing? Be honest.
Okay. So the one that I obviously that I want to see the most has not happened yet. They're actually filming that one, hopefully, fingers crossed. And of
Does
course,
it have
that's
to
the
do with coffee?
No. Yes, actually. Of course, it's the Friends reunion. That's my favorite. I cannot wait. But the one, the table read that I've liked the most, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes. You know, did you see like the people, like Matthew McConaughey put a tease up there at the beginning? And of course, John Legend's in there producing it. He's walking through and she just looks amazing. And then Julia Roberts pops in and goes, does she always look like that? Just walking through the house. And she goes, hey, Jennifer, how do you look like that? And they spotlighted Jennifer Aniston. And she's talking. She goes, no, not me. And then all of a sudden, like Brad Pitt pops in and goes, how you doing, Aniston? And she goes, how you doing, Pitt? And they're like, that sweet moment. Oh, my gosh. Those two.
It was amazing.
I love together, but
I don't know. She's living her best life single with her new rescue puppy. It's adorable.
Oh, my gosh. Was it Lord Chesterfield is his name?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so cute, so cute. Her new puppy is amazing. But yeah, she is living her best life, and I'm all about that. I'm all about that. I saw a meme today that I was going to post just because I thought it was funny. But then again, I would have people coming out of the word woodwork. What does that mean? Blah, 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 blah. So I didn't because I've learned. I have learned after how many years on social media, my job and radio for so long, if you say anything, even jokingly, someone will take it the wrong way. Someone will think
always
it is directed at them or at somebody that you are dating or someone that you are, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I get a lot of those anyway. So she is living her best life. But the meme said, yes, I realize I have no one in my life right now, but I also have no one in my life screwing it up either.
I mean, that's, yeah.
That's true. So true. So I think our work meetings that we have via Zoom that we have in here, trainings and stuff like that, those are the things that need to be aired. I mean, some of the topics today, I said, let's get Diesel in on this. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I cannot.
No, that did not go well last time we had him on. You had a lot of editing.
I think it went great. I think it went great. It was up there with We Three Divas, which is one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh, that's the best one we have.
The ones with Diddy crack me up. I will still listen to those and have tears coming down my face. Those
yeah,
were the best.
I'm being able to be in the studio and have a guest because it's different. You can play off each other without having to look at the camera and look at the screen. I miss it.
I miss you too. I miss you a lot because we were bragging. We finally kicked, you know, Mark Ryan out of our office. We got our office the way we wanted.
Right.
And you guys, it was a fat office. It still is. It's just a fat, empty office right now. We had a bench in there. We had all kind of prints in there. We had our own, we had our own fridge. It was packed out. It was gorgeous. It was a beautiful office. People used to come and hang in there. And then, dun, 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 the Rona came.
Thank COVID.
I'm so spit up on 2020, or did he just give a broad cheer
thoughts
for 2020?
Of 2020. This is Owen's thoughts of 2020. Owen says no 2020.
He said, I do not care if this was the year I was born. I'm so done with it. I'm done, 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 done. Anyway, I am
now
done with this.
I want to see people.
What's the first thing you want to do when we get back to normal? What's the first thing you want to do?
I don't know. I would love to be able to take him out and meet people. Right now, he's very confined. He only gets to see my parents and Colin's mom. And occasionally our siblings, if they come into town, but that's all he gets to see. He's never been to a store, never been to a restaurant. And it's different when you're stuck at home during Corona with a newborn.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's bad when you're stuck at home at first with a newborn, and then you also have another child and everybody's going stir crazy. But yeah. I did it during the winter and there was a snowstorm that came in right after Bennett was born. I couldn't imagine 7 months of it, at least. I could not.
I know. I'm hoping that the date that they gave us that, you know, that we're going to start back. I'm kind of hoping that that's going to happen. I'm not feeling it at this point. I don't know that it's actually going to happen, but we'll see.
Has it been updated as of today, or is it still the January one?
Still January right now, but it'll probably be March by the time we know it.
In the summertime, we stayed at the pool all summer, like you did too. So that actually helped. But now it's like the pool, like I will drive by in my neighborhood and it says pool is closed and I get like a little tear. I'm like, but it's so pretty outside. I don't care how cold the water is. Can I just come in and just act like I'm in the pool?
I know. I'm like, can we just hang out? Like, that's what I miss. It's so fun hanging out with all your neighbors at the pool. But no.
Now I walk around the neighborhood, as you know, Mia, I walk around the neighborhood and I walk through, you know, like out on the roads and stuff like that. And I have my headphones on because I call everybody and have conversations. And I know people are getting an education in my neighborhood about me and my life and my friends, but I always find something amusing to find on my walks. My, you know, I post the pictures of what I found on my walk today.
Oh, yeah.
The other day was a baby's high top shoe, just one high top shoe, nothing else. Just sitting there, just sitting there. And then one time I found a half-gone bird carcass. And then, like, banana peels, like progression of banana peels as the days went on. It was kind of insane.
Like Mario Kart.
Okay, so anyway, let's talk about some other good stuff coming. I asked you earlier about the virtual reunions, the this, that, and the other. But a lot of movies are getting the green light to be remade. One that's got the green light, they're working on it, they're talking about it, is Wedding Crashers.
Yes, please.
Were you a fan of Wedding Crashers?
Oh, yes. My family, we loved Wedding Crashers. It was probably inappropriate for my brother and I to watch it at the young age that we did. But no, we even just last week when we were out of town, we always yell, Ma, the meatloaf.
Meatloaf! We do that to my mom. My brother and I, when we get together, we will do that to my mom, and she's never seen the movie. She has no idea what we're doing. She just thinks we're being funny. She thinks we like her meatloaf.
She thinks you want meatloaf.
I'm lucky. Every time I go to visit her, I thank God I don't get meatloaf. But my brother and I will just look at each other and go, Ma! Meatloaf!
We do it. Yeah, all the time.
I love that. And there's also some other things in there that I can't say on this feed because we have a family station. But I love that movie. So looks like the cast are all starting to slowly sign back on. Rachel McAdams said she's in, who I absolutely love. And she even mentioned that she got to work with Owen in Midnight in Paris, that movie. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
That was a good one. So she was excited to work with him there, but she's even more excited to work with him again. So do you think Christopher Walken's coming back for it too? Christopher Walken, Jane Seymour.
What's he doing right now?
Oh my gosh, you have not seen it. Oh my God. The War with Grandpa, Christopher Walken and Jane Seymour both in it. Your husband works also at a movie theater. Y'all don't have that yet?
No, we have it, but I also have this.
Yeah, I know. So, if your mom can watch them one night, that movie is hilarious. I took my kids to see it, and we've got those big old cushy seats, and you're reclining back and watching. Yep. I think there were maybe two other people in the theater. Very, very responsible, socially distanced. And then it's just, we were all watching it, cracking up. And then I'm laughing even harder, like, Mom, what's so funny? I said, first of all, let's see The War with Grandpa. Let's talk about this. The War with Grandpa. Grandpa played by Robert De Niro. If you've seen any of his films, especially him in Casino, any of The Godfather, any movie that he's done, Goodfellas, all this other stuff, okay? Anything that De Niro's done, he's been pretty lethal, okay? Let's just say that. I love De Niro. He's amazing. But playing his daughter, none other than Uma Thurman. Have we not seen Kill Bill and what that woman can do? Do we not remember what she did to Lucy Liu at the end of Kill Bill? Okay, so these kids are warring with Grandpa. And Grandpa's girlfriend, Jane Seymour, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, yes, she can fix them all up. However, his best buddy, Christopher Walken.
See, that's
so
perfect.
These middle school kids are going up against Grandpa and his buddies. Yes, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, can patch you back up. But there's a movie with Christopher Walken. I can't remember what it was called, but basically he was a gangster and these people double crossing these 20-somethings double crossed him. And they basically ended up in the ocean. Nobody ever found them. Oops, accidentally. But before that, his neighbors had dogs that barked all the time. So he chopped up the
neighbors and fed them to the dogs. I'm sorry. I would not war with Grandpa or his friends, but no. The comic relief in all this, Cheech Marin is the third best friend.
This
year looks so different for everybody. I mean, hello, TSO shows and Christmas shows and the Shake the Tree. That's different this year. We're actually kind of doing some different things with holidays right now. We have our friends at Take Heart Church that are giving out Christmas trees. We are doing those daily, every day around noon. You listen for a keyword. You could win a Christmas tree and also a dozen cookies from our friends at Crumble Cookie.
Delicious.
This weekend, Elise and I were texting pictures back and forth. Everybody else is talking about the election. We're talking about Crumble Cookies.
I know. I'm like, which of these cookies do you want? Because they change their flavors every single week. They have new, like, custom flavors. Flavor.
This past week, it was the animal cracker thing that you said you wanted, which looks so good. Me, peanut butter all day long. Peanut butter with peanut butter creaminess inside. There's also a churro one. And
a chocolate cake. Chocolate
one. Oh, my gosh. So a dozen of these. It's like I told Elise, if I went to pick up a dozen, I wouldn't be able to take my boys with me because by the time I got home, they would have eaten all of them. So.
Oh, yeah. Because to them, they're just cookies. But to us, they're a delicacy that you only eat like one of a day.
Anyway, so that's the Diva's Dish. You can join us. We will be bringing these to you. You can also check them out online at magic989.com and radio.com. And, of course, download the radio.com app. You can keep our podcast with you. And some of our old podcasts over the summer got erased by accident. We are slowly loading those back up into rotation because those are too good
to
let you go by the wayside. And of course, we will be reposting some of our favorite Diva's Dish podcast. And let's see how we predicted our 2020 would look and how it actually looked. You know, we started out in 2020 wanting to go see Oprah. That's all we wanted, to go see Oprah and to win the Natty. Neither
we didn't. And this is what happened. We didn't do either of those things. And now here we are.
And I keep saying that I think we've all been put in timeout.
Yeah.
I think we've been putting time out, and I think we need to think about what we're doing. What do you think?
Apparently, we need to think long and hard because I'm ready for this to be over.
Me too. I'm ready to see you face to face. I'm ready to do the Diva's Dish face to face. Stop. Do you like our new logo?
I know, it looks so good.
I know, it's so fun. I'm like, I like the one bursting out because it's kind of like, here we are, straight at you. This is what we all could use right now.
All right. I have
mine. What you drinking?
Apple cider.
What does it say?
It's, what do you think it says? Hang on.
How you doing? Peace, love, and coffee, baby. Okay, we are about to go in with the Diva's Dish log cast, the new way of doing it, in three.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.